Welcome back to another exciting episode. I've always wanted to say that's a wrap. When you think about the IT Nation 2023 conference in Orlando, Florida, it's been an exciting event, an incredible time meeting with amazing leaders, having incredible conversations, and knowing that it's only going to get better. We're going to be releasing content from this conference over the next week, including pictures and recordings. Look for these on all of our social media platforms, including LinkedIn, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and of course on our company website at appmeetup.com. Why did over 7,000 attend this conference virtually and in person? Some of the reasons for attending included hearing from industry leaders and having great speakers come before them, gaining industry knowledge and specialized trainings, hearing about the latest news and updates from this industry, hearing from the Pitch IT finalists or the Pitch It finalists, and the benefits of being a participant in the Accelerator program, networking, and of course, meeting your favorite twins and perhaps being interviewed by one of them. Listen in as we bring you some of the many conversations we've had with these thought leaders. Learn why you should follow them and keep up with their organizations. Enjoy and happy holidays.
Overall, when you look at the IT services industry, I know there's lots of conversations about doom and gloom on the horizon, but for this industry, it's going to continue to stay strong. It is such a bread and butter industry.
What is in it for them that they're trying to force you to be something? And do you really have passion for it? Is that your purpose? Do you understand your why? You know, you look at, and I've said this times before, and I maybe even said it to you, is like every heart surgeon.
Welcome to the Twins Talk It Up podcast, where my identical twin brother and I share our thoughts and provide solutions for executives and professionals who want to become masters of speaking and communicating so that they can maximize their influence and impact. Yes, we are identical twins who happen to also be public speakers, executive coaches, and sales leaders. Our company, DSB Leadership Group, focuses on equipping leaders who want to speak with confidence and authority, all while using their authentic voice. Here on the Twins Talk It Up podcast, we present topics about communication and leadership from our perspective as individuals and as twins. Welcome to the Twins Talk It Up podcast.
Welcome back to another exciting episode. We are at IT Nation here in Orlando, Florida. Excited about our partnership with Sean Lardo, with ConnectWise. And we are going to speak real briefly with a returning guest. Reed Warren is an exciting leader, thought leader in his space. He's the CEO of IT Valuations. He helps IT services and tech firms to value their businesses and to facilitate M&A activity, mergers, acquisitions. He is an expert in how to help your organization understand their value and get to the point where you either want to retire and get the most out of your business, or you want to position yourself to where you can grow and acquire other organizations to continue to build upon what you've got going. Reed, how have you been?
Really good. It's been a busy year. The market continues to stay strong from a transaction perspective, so a lot of transactions happening. We do see interest rates starting to impact some of those elements, but overall, when you look at the IT services industry, I know there's lots of conversations about doom and gloom on the horizon, but for this industry, it's going to continue to stay strong. It is such a bread and butter industry. Companies can't run without their technology functioning well. And so from that perspective, we just see actually really strong IT services market and continued interest from private equity companies, especially to be able to acquire companies in the space. And so we see a strong market, strong transaction velocity into the coming years. Valuations have eroded a bit because of the interest rates, but we don't expect the interest rates to go any higher in the near future. So we anticipate a strong transaction market as we continue to look to the upcoming years.
Excellent. That's so exciting. Last time we got together, we talked about a lot of the growth and the things that you guys are working on. Any updates you want to give our listening audience as they go back to that episode to hear about some of the seeds that you planted on the next phase of IT Valuations and I don't want to give everything away, but anything you want to touch on since our last conversation?
Yeah, we continue to develop the valuations as a service. That model is actually launching, or that program is actually launching January of 2024. We're excited to be able to do that. This will be showing quarter over quarter value creation, year over year value creation, plus recommendations each quarter for how to top three, top five things that you can do to bring value to your business to help transform the value of your business. As we continue to move forward, that the main request we've gotten out of the beta group, we have seven companies in beta, has been, hey, can you do coaching and consulting around that? And so we're working together with several industry leaders to be able to start in June of 2024 a business transformation service such that we can systematically over an eight-quarter period, that'd be 2 years, be able to basically double the value of any MSP that comes into that whole channel with not just us being the leaders on it, but we really want our identifying industry experts around sales and marketing, go-to-market strategy, accounting, finance, tax, HR, DevOps for your delivery teams, and putting all these pieces together such that when you graduate from this transformation services, you're highly marketable, you're top quartile. We have investors that are actually interested in investing in those organizations, acquiring them, or being able to invest in them as such that these companies can go out and do other acquisitions. So a lot of pieces coming together over the next several months. We're super excited about it. And looking forward, our passion is not only help people understand their value, but fundamentally, it's all about business transformation and seeing owners actually hit their personal wealth targets, being able to have best-in-class companies that they can take to market and really be proud of.
Reid, I love that you said transformation. We're not just talking about a transaction. This has been their baby. They've built this. They've poured their blood, sweat, and tears into getting their organization to where it is. We're talking about transforming the organization. We're talking about helping them to understand not only their current value, but how to add value. And this is why you're opening your company to bring in so many different partnerships to provide these resources for this organization. I love what you're doing. That's incredible. So what else do we need to know about this conference you're at today? You're speaking, I believe, at this conference as well, aren't you?
Yeah, speaking at IT Nation, one is a panel talking about 10 top things you need to know to sell your business. That's on Thursday. And then on Friday, we'll be talking about how every business decision you make actually impacts the value of your business. And so how understanding your value actually helps you make the right business decisions as you look to scale and grow the business.
Love it. And one thing that's interesting enough, in our last conversation, we talked about the economy. We talked about what trends are going on. Is this a great time to sell? Is this a great time to hunker down and keep building? And you're going to be addressing that here at the conference. I love that. If you want to learn more about Reid and his team, or if you want to have them come in and do an evaluation to help you navigate an exit strategy, help you to plan when you should be retiring or selling a business or even considering buying a business, make sure you grab them. Get a hold of them. Go to their company's website, itvaluations.com. Reid, thank you again for catching me up on what you've been doing.
Thanks so much. Great spending time with you. Really appreciate you guys.
We'll be right back after this short break. I am delighted to announce that App Meetup's customers can now benefit from the presentation and speaking training courses with our integration and partnership with DSB Leadership Group. DSB Leadership Group is committed to providing training and resources to support professionals becoming more effective communicators and increase their impact and value. And that is the reason why App Meetup and DSB Leadership Group have formed a partnership to make sure that our MSPs, which is you, can be effective and powerful speakers in the community. Whether you are hosting a major conference, a specialized training, or a year-end corporate event, finding the right keynote speaker or breakout speaker should be at the top of your priority list. Partner with Elite Speaker Services to book speakers according to your specifications and needs. Elite Speaker Services has the depth of speakers and the experience to bring you peace of mind and a successful event. Go to EliteSpeakerServices.com for all your event needs. Let us deliver the message your audience needs to hear. Let us deliver beyond your expectations. Are you someone who dreads public speaking? Does the mere thought of getting up in front of a crowd make you break out in a cold sweat? Well, fear no further, because there's a solution that can help you overcome your fear and master the art of public speaking. Introducing our book, Talk It Up, A Guide to Successful Public Speaking. This comprehensive guide is perfect for anyone of any age in any profession if they want to improve their public speaking skills. Whether it's for a work presentation, a conference, a job interview, giving a toast at a wedding, or even a TED Talk. With Talk It Up, you'll learn how to craft and deliver a powerful speech that engages your audience and leaves a lasting impression. You'll discover techniques for controlling your nerves, protecting your idea, projecting your voice, using your body language, all to keep your audience engaged. Plus, you get tips on everything from creating an outline to using visual aids to managing a Q&A session. Imagine being able to speak confidently and being able to captivate your audience. With Talk It Up, you can become a skilled public speaker in no time. And the best part, it's available on Amazon. So you can start reading today and take your first steps to become a confident public speaker. Don't let your fear of public speaking hold you back any longer. Order your copy of Talk It Up today and start speaking with confidence. Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. As a special thank you, we have an amazing offer for our listeners. 20% off products or services on our website. Just send us an email with the subject line podcast, and we will send you that special discount code at dsbleadershipgroup.com. And now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Twins Talk It Up podcast. We are here at IT Nation 2023, and I am with one of my favorite leaders. And I can say this not just because we're friends, but because everywhere I go, I see him. He and his team are doing something fascinating. They put on the greatest show. The booth is amazing. The dress is amazing. They have the flyest kicks. This is how you know the owner's investing in his people. I'm with Michael Crean, and he is the leader, the visionary behind Solutions Granted. They are an incredible company located in the Washington, D.C. metro area. Tell you something, when we talk about leadership, when we talk about public speaking as a whole, Michael Crean has mastered the art of conveying the right message, stirring emotions, stirring conviction. He talks about leadership being a privilege. Michael Crean, how have you been, buddy?
I've been great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
It's good to see you again. Yeah, man, it's good to see you. I mean, it feels like it's been a while, but it's only been a couple weeks.
Michael, tell me, what's been going on since the last time we got together? You know, the previous conference you were at, you were speaking, you were stirring up, challenging people to understand the values that you've learned in leadership from your family, from the military, from leadership in your own company now. What's been going on since then?
A lot of the same. I mean, we've been traveling every week right now. I mean, it's actually been cool. Been enjoying this opportunity to get out there and meet some new partners, talk to people, meet some of our existing partners, and just get this opportunity to spread the word. And you know, I feel very privileged to have this opportunity where I'm getting to speak about something that isn't necessarily just about how am I selling my business.
You know, it's interesting. When we got together last time, you were doing a keynote speech talking about leadership being a privilege. You really embody this message, taking your experience from your parents, what you saw in their hard work growing up, working at the factory. You took your military experience, your background serving our country as a military veteran. Thank you for your service. Now you're taking your leadership, the things that you're learning, the principles that you've applied in your company, and you're sharing with everybody else. How has that message been refined? How are people responding to the message of leadership being a privilege?
I think some of the humbling things that's happened recently is, you know, I was in Nashville a couple weeks ago and giving this speech, and somebody came up to me and said, man, you moved me. Like, I haven't heard anybody speak like that. And for somebody to live, like, their entire life to say, I've never heard anybody speak like that, I'm like, I'm just this dumb kid from Ohio that couldn't lie to his parents quick enough that he was done with his homework, and apparently I've got some words that mean something to someone. And if I'm having that impact on people and I'm giving them something more than just buy my stuff, do it my way, and I'm giving them something that makes their life better, or maybe they impact someone else's life, man, that's amazing. Like, I got nothing to complain about.
You know, it's interesting, though. You know, you talk about leadership, and you talk about messages that move you. People will come to these conferences and think, I want to get the latest speeds and feeds, the latest insight in this technology trend. I want to know what's happening with cybersecurity insurance, cybersecurity products. And they go, wait a second. Your message wasn't just about technology. It's about understanding integrity, understanding the principles behind why we lead the way we lead. I have no doubt that's what stood out to this guy, because your message is unlike anybody else's.
I mean, it's unfortunate or fortunate, however you look at it. I mean, all these vendors pay to be here. So whatever message they want to give, they've got to do it in a way that's meaningful to them. To me, look, I can talk the speeds and feeds. I can talk why we protect, the way we protect, how quick we respond, and all of the things that we do. But it's just noise at the end of the day, because we all have that similar message. And how can I differentiate myself by something that I really believe in, something that I feel passionate about? And nobody's talking about leadership right now. And outside of the military, you know, at least that experience that I had for 9 years, like, I just haven't had anybody that inspired me that way. So it's my chance to maybe do something different for someone else.
I love that. And it really makes us feel like we got to push the pause button. We're human. We're people that need to understand what really matters the most. You know, business is important, yes. We want to see organizations thrive, yes. But it's important how we carry ourselves, how we see each other as people. I want to ask you about the way you guys have showed up at the conference. I mean, every year, you guys, every conference, you come in, you have something different, it stands out. Tell me what inspired this. I don't want to go back to my running DMC days, but you're still sporting something different. Tell me about the change. Tell me about the look. What's going on, Michael?
This is Lisa, man. Like, I feel so fortunate to have Lisa Compton here with us. And I'm telling you, she has put me in, I want to say, the most compromising situations, but not in a bad way, in the best way possible. Like, last week, she's got me dressed up like Obi-Wan Kenobi. She's dressed up like Princess Leia. I mean, at DattoCon, she's got us dressed up like Baywatch. I mean, this week, well, today, she's got us dressed up here with bucket hats and gold chains and some glasses. I mean, you know, and this is not normally who I am. I'm just going to be honest, and I think people know that about me. Like, I'm good with a flannel shirt and a ball cap and roll. But what has been so amazing is the last couple weeks, people keep coming and say, hey, you remember like a couple weeks ago when you guys were dressed like this? So people are remembering. And so what a brilliant moment that she's created this opportunity to make us stand out in a way that's not just the message, not just what we're doing for a living, but giving people a way to remember us and enjoy some fun.
I love it.
It's cool.
I love it. Hey, she's doing a great job. I always joke with you, Michael. I'm a stealer one day. But it's clear to me what I love about the leadership that you have. You trust in the people to do what they're supposed to do. You embody the sense of teamwork. And I'll tell you, from people that may not understand, a lot of this are principles that you learn in the military. Being a combat vet, talking about the things you learned in the military, the principles you've applied. Hey, your team reflects that clearly. And I love that about you guys. And it shows to me that you trust the people to do what they're supposed to do to help Solutions Granite grow as an organization. The other thing you may not see is he loves his people so much, he invests in them, not just on their own leadership and development, but he also gives them the greatest kicks in the world. I mean, how many times are you going to go to a conference to see them wearing the latest Nikes? I don't know if these are the Air Forces, but these are the classic ones. My first pair of Jordans, these were it. Why do you love wearing these? And why is it your style? Wait, this is your style.
These are my first pair of Jordans ever in my life. I'm 54 years old, and this is my first pair of Jordans. And what it was is, it was somewhere a couple years ago. I remember it was like an RSA or somewhere, and I saw a team of people walking down the road, and they all had the same exact shoes on. I was like, man, that's a cool way to stand out. It's like, you know, what can we do? It's like, okay, you know, I found these Jordans. They're the, you know, the old Chicago Bulls, the red, the black, and the white. It's like, man, we're going to do that this year. This is how we're going to stand out. We're going to make our mark. I can't tell you the number of times, like, we've gone out to eat when we're at a show, where everybody comments on it. It's like, it's cool. It's just a lot of fun.
I want to ask you one more question regarding your company, Michael, before we wrap up here. For people that don't understand between the difference between an MSP and an MSSP, the last time we touched on this, there are MSPs out here who are being challenged, forced, driven to a position maybe by the suppliers, the vendors, to say, hey, you got to add that extra S, but they're not. How can you partner with these MSPs to say, look, let us be that position for you and your organization? Talk about the difference and why Solutions Granite needs to be that company that they work with.
We will be right back after this short break.
Are you projecting the right image to your market? Are you optimizing your name recognition and presence online? Elite Public Image is a leader in strategic communications and marketing solutions, ranging from public relations, brand communications, and content marketing strategy to social media and reputation management for businesses, professionals, and VIPs of all types. Whether you're looking to develop a spectacular brand or need a brand refresh, look no further than Elite Public Image. Visit ElitePublicImage.com and let Elite put their experience to work for you. Are you tired of struggling to keep your team motivated and engaged? Do you wish there was an easier way to develop your employees' skills and build a high-performing team? Well, look no further than Mercury Learning Library and Coaching. If you're a tech company that values happy, high-performing teams and leaders, Mercury is the solution you've been looking for. You'll have access to online training, bi-weekly group coaching to power up your employees, their skills, their leadership skills, their sales, and public speaking. And for CEOs and business owners, we have an offer exclusive just for you. It is a training track to help you lead your company to success. Here's the thing. Your employees want to grow and develop. They want to be motivated and engaged at work, but it's not always easy to know where to start. That's where Mercury comes in. We provide specific development tracks for managers, employees, and HR leaders to help them achieve their goals and reach their full potential.
Hey everybody, I'm Christina and I'm a brand and image strategist where we consult you on how you're coming across, how your total brand, social media, the way you speak, the way you look, the way your website looks, and it's all important in encompassing especially effective communication. So I have a book that I'd like to recommend. This book called Talk It Up by David and Danny Sue Brown does exactly that. It goes step by step and it tells you exactly what you need to know. It is very easy to follow. It will boost your confidence. It will help you communicate effectively to your audience.
Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. As a special thank you, we have an amazing offer for our listeners for a free consultation over the next 2 weeks. Visit our website and schedule your free 30-minute consultation. And now, let's get back to the episode. Welcome back to Twins Talk It Up podcast.
Well, first and foremost, anybody that tells you you have to do something, you should probably challenge them to understand, like, what is in it for them that they're trying to force you to be something? And do you really have passion for it? Is that your purpose? Do you understand your why? You know, you look at, and I've said this times before, and I maybe even said it to you, is like, every heart surgeon is a doctor, but not every doctor is a heart surgeon. And so as I look at this as an MSSP, you know, I think we're a heart surgeon. We're a specialist. Like, we've got this really strong skill set to do this particular job, this task. As an MSP, you have to know everything, and not literally everything about everything, but you have to have so much knowledge about so many things. You're that good family doctor, that general practitioner that you go to, that you love, that they quarterback everything. They're making sure that they're talking to all of the other specialists. They're bringing all the data in. They're building that really good plan to make sure that they keep you healthy for a long time. That's what this relationship is supposed to be. Be that fantastic general practitioner that just knows everything, but build the strongest team. Like, you look at a set of firefighters, they have specialties. You look at the military and the special operations teams, and they've got specialties. And they're all coming together to build this stronger, more invincible force. And that's what we're supposed to be doing here. Let us be your security. Let us be the ever watchful eye at 2 a.m. on a Tuesday, 24 hours a day, 7 days, 365 days a week, so you can sleep peacefully and go take care of your clients and let us take care of you. I think that makes a good team.
I love it. I love the fact you said that there are times you're going to need a specialist. Let that specialist do what they are trained, they're experienced, and they're confident and competent to do. This is why people need you, Michael. This is why they need your organization. I'm going to ask a question off the wall just for the fun of it. Your dress, your team. We talk about hip-hop. We talk about bringing about the early, let's say, 90s, the nostalgia of it. Is there a favorite group or a favorite song you can say, hey, based on what my mood is today, my mindset, it reflects my company, Solutions Granted. What would it be, Michael?
I mean, like, the first thing that runs to my mind is Run DMC, but then I'm right into the Beastie Boys.
I know you are.
I'm right into the Beastie Boys. Like, come on. Like, yeah, totally right there.
Well, it's been a pleasure, Michael. I want to tell you this. I can't wait to get you back on our program, get you in the speaking bureau that I've been building. And I'm going to tell you this, people have got to hear your message. They've got to continue to see what you guys are doing to shake up the industry. Find him. If you want to learn more about Michael, go to LinkedIn, get him there. Or even better yet, go to their website, solutionsgranted.com. Learn why you need to have the right surgeon, the right doctor, the right specialist for your team. Michael, thanks for joining me again.
Thanks, brother.
Thank you for listening to the Twins Talk It Up podcast. Please subscribe and follow us on Instagram at DSB Leadership
and visit us online at dsbleadershipgroup.com to learn more about our workshops and trainings. We will see you on the next episode of the Twins Talk It Up podcast.